This Shabbos, we have the enormous chutz reading Parshas Pinchas. And Pinchas, of course, is named after the great Kohen Pinchas. And the story mostly of Pinchas' actions in killing of Zimri and Cosby at the end of the plague that came upon the Jews for their relationships with Benos Moav, mostly took place at the end of last week's Parsha, Parshas Balak, because we know that Bilam had sent these women when Bilam was not successful cursing the Jewish nation. Chazal tells us that Bilam sent Benos Moav to essentially do what Bilam cannot, and we know that they seduced and enticed Bnei Israel, and through that Chazal say that they were able to entice Bnei Israel to do Avodah Zarah. And in the midst of that, Zimri, one of the leaders of the tribe of Shimon, ended up having a relationship with Cosby, who was the daughter, according to Chazal, of Balak. And Pinchas, when he saw it, so he took the spear, and he went, and according to Chazal, he speared Zimri and killed Zimri in his cheek, and the plague came to an end. And we're told a number of fascinating things by Chazal about this episode. The first, and really the thing I want to focus on for the next few minutes, is that according to the Yerushalmi, the Chachamim, the rabbis, wanted to put Pinchas into Chayim for what he did. And that's something that we'll get back and discuss a little bit. But the Pasuk says, Vayar Pinchas, that Pinchas saw. And Chazal, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, they say, why do you have to say that Pinchas saw? Just say that Pinchas did. He acted. He took the ramach biyado. He took the spear in his hand, and he went ahead, and he did what he did. He fulfilled the idea of Knayim Pogumbo, that a zealous person is allowed to take action in certain circumstances. Why say Vayar Pinchas, that Pinchas saw? So the Gemara gives two different interpretations. What does it mean by Yar? So the first is the opinion of Rav. Rav says that Ra'a es Hamasa, he saw the action of what Zimri was doing. V'niskar es Halacha, remember the Halacha, that if a Jewish man is involved in an intimate way with a non-Jewish woman of Tanayim Pogumbo. And yet, according to Rav, Pinchas still came to Moshe, asked Moshe, isn't this the halacha? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, it is the halacha. He says, you're the person who's like reading the letter. You're the person that remembered the halacha, so you should go ahead and you should do it. That's the opinion of Rav. He saw the Maisa, Viniskar halacha, he remembered the halacha, then he asked Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the opinion of Shmuel is very, very different. The opinion of Shmuel is Vayar, Pinchas saw, She'ein Tfuna, B'ein Chachma, B'ein Eitza, K'neged Hashem, that there's no wisdom or Eitza when there's a Chila Hashem that's going on. And as a result, Shmuel did not even stop. He took the Ramach Diado, he went and he slayed Zimri and Cosby. But the Mephoshim point out that if it wasn't for the fact that there was an enormous Chilul Hashem taking place at that moment, Pinchas could not have done what he did. Pinchas would have had to ask Moshe Rabbeinu first, what's the halacha and what should I do? Now, Hanach Leibowitz, the Chiddush HaLev, asked the following question. Especially according to the opinion of Rav, where Pinchas first asked the question, but even according to Shmuel, where the only reason Pinchas didn't ask was because of the enormous Chilul Hashem taking place at that moment, what was the necessity of that time period? What was the necessity of Pinchas needing to stop and ask Moshe Rabbeinu if, in fact, the halacha is that Haboel as Haram, this person is intimate with Haram, is Kanayim Pokimbo, that a zealous person is allowed to act? Pinchas knew he was a zealous person. Pinchas knew the halacha. Why sort of stop, go over, find Moshe Rabbeinu, ask the Shaila, come back? So Rav Hanach Leibowitz answers And as you can probably hear, just based on the noise outside of me, I'm driving, so I don't have the safer in front of me. But Rav Leibowitz answers that Pinchas understood that an act of a deal in and of itself is easily distorted. A person might feel they're acting l'shem shemayim. A person might be in shul, and there could be somebody who's talking too loudly. There could be someone who's acting a certain type of way, and the person starts to shush them and yell at them and scream at them and give them fear. And the person might think, yeah, this is totally l'shem shemayim, but maybe it's not l'shem shemayim. Maybe the person has anger issues. Maybe the person is angry about something else. Maybe the person got into a fight with his wife or husband that morning and they're really angry about that issue. Maybe the person had a father who used to shush them in shul and now, you know, he's responding to some type of childhood issue. I mean, there's all sorts of things that zeal and passion, even religious passion, that appears to be l'shem shemayim. Something could be adorned. Something could be dressed up as lishma, as l'shem shemayim. It could be something else. So therefore, the necessity of Pinchas to stop and to say, wait 1 second, Moshe Rabbeinu, is this the right thing for me to do or not? That religious act of zealousness, by definition, needs to be monitored, needs to be thought about. And sometimes just the impulse itself can be an unhealthy impulse. Now, this is a topic that, just as a hopefully as a thinking person, I'm fascinated by the nature of the religious impulse. Now, before I speak about that, that probably explains the position of the Chachamim, as mentioned in the Yerushalmi. Again, who wanted to put Pinchas at the Feira. They said for a person to act in that type of way, that type of religious zeal, that type of passion, that type of violence, that type of, you know, unbridled, that's something that we should be critical of. Comes to Kosh Baruch Hu and says, as we have in the Parsha, that Pinchas is Heshus Hamasi, Pinchas did a great chesed by removing my anger. Pinchas has a bris olam, Pinchas is going to be my towing forever. Pinchas became Eliyahu, but the Havamina, the thought of Chazal, was that the behavior of Pinchas is not appropriate. As I was saying, this really leads to a question about the nature of religious impulse and religious zeal and trusting the natural voice versus taking some time to reflect on the natural voice. Because on the one hand, we often think that that which makes us unique, that which often leads us in a very meaningful way, is the impulse of connection to God, the impulse of emotion, the impulse of chesed, that really defines our humanity. It's something that drives us. We listen to our God. We often feel that that's very, very kadosh, just a very sort of holy piece of who we are and what we are, you know, that religious chesed emotional impulse that often drives us. On the other hand, we recognize the danger, as Pinchas did, and that's why Pinchas had to ask, of that religious impulse. Now, for instance, the Baalei Midah, the Baalei Mussar, they talk about the famed example was by Shaul. King Shaul felt that the best thing was to spare King Agag. He said, I'm going to be nice. Why do I have to spare him? And that impulse was distorted, because what he didn't realize is that he's saving Agag, but how about all the people, the women and children, the Amonos and the Yisomim, who Agag himself had killed? So as long as the person thinks that they're acting with Rachmanos, but the reality is that it's almost a retarded, so to speak. It's almost a misshapen or misdirected impulse. The person who has an impulse, I just read heard recently that a basketball player for the Knicks, Joakim Noah, so he refused to go last year with the rest of the team to go visit West Point because he said that he's against war. He said he's anti-war. Now, that impulse is ludicrous. a person who says, but my emotions tell me, my impulse tells me to be against war. Does that mean that the fight against ISIS is immoral? Does that mean that the fight against Hitler and people of that like is immoral? And that's a person, the Shoch Noah and many others, where there's a tendency, there's an idea, there's an impulse, but it's misguided and misshaped and taken and takes all sorts of forms. And that's why Shmuel specifically had to come, and he himself killed Shaul. Shmuel is a person of great chesed. Shmuel is a person of great empathy. But Shmuel made a statement that this is not a place where that natural sheifa, that natural netiya towards empathy is appropriate. And that's why the Orchos Tzaddikim said that every single mitzvah needs to have some Yira Shamayim integrated into that mitzvah. Because just the mitzvah by itself, whatever it is that our human voice is telling us, if it's sort of left unchecked, Yira Shamayim is sort of the component of the less emotional, less impulsive, but it's maybe much more like the measured, steady quality. That's Yira Shamayim. If we're just left to our own devices, often that's something which leads us in a negative direction, but we don't even see it. You know, we're not even clear about ourselves because those impulses are so much a piece of who we are. So, Mirza Hashem, I really appreciate people calling in and listening to this recording. We should follow the lesson of Pinchas, where we should be moved by religious zeal, genuine religious zeal. We should be horrified by Sidulei Hashem, desecration of God's name. But we should also be healthy enough, we should also be thoughtful enough to be able to reflect sometimes on that zeal, make sure that it's well-directed, make sure that it's healthy, make sure it's come from a healthy place, make sure that we're fundamentally people of Ahava, who perhaps on occasion feel righteous indignation. And by doing all that, we can walk in the footsteps of Pinchas, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the other giants who shape and inform the Torah and our lives. Thank you so much, and have a great day.